Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Talkin' Angels Radio. I'm your host, Rita Strau. It's been a very long time since I got back on the air, and I just decided, what the heck, why not do a quick little mini session? This is a 15-minute show, so if you'd like to call in for a reading, feel free to do so. The number is 516-531-9637, and you can call anytime you like. Anytime you like. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking, I just got off the phone with someone. I did an hour-long session, and our phones, I think her phone died or my phone, something happened, and we were not able to finish it up. But it left me feeling like there's probably a lot of people right now that are looking for guidance, that are looking for some kind of support for this moment in time, where there's so many questions. And I know a 15-minute show is not that much time, but it is enough time for you to call in right now, 516-531-9637, and ask your question. Why not, right? You got nothing to lose. If you ever wanted to check out an opportunity to do a session with me outside of the radio show, visit my website. It's www.IamADivineBeing.com. And in that website, what you'll find is Rita's services, and there's information about me if you were so curious, so inclined. But what I wanted to tell you is angels are a part of our lives. You know, a lot of people don't realize that they have angels available to them. I myself was awakened to angels about a little over 10 years ago. And I started to read a lot about them. I read a book called Angels Speak by Barbara Mark and Trudy Griswold. It was a small little book, but it was how to talk to your angels. And I thought, what the heck? I've got nothing to lose. I'll give it a try. So I did exactly what it said, and I did start to get words coming through. It sounded like they were my own thoughts, but they were individual words like love and peace and serenity and harmony and tranquility. And as I continued to write these words down on my pad of paper, I started to hear you. And it just kept repeating, you, you, you. And I was thinking to myself, what is this? Something's speaking to me. And as it continued to dictate words to me, it told me that you are going to have a relationship with the angels. And we're going to work through you to open up others to receive their blessings. You know, in the Bible it says, he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. And that made me think, what does that mean, to keep thee in all thy ways? The ways of a human being have everything to do with what's inspiring them, what is lighting us up inside, what makes us, what drives us to do the things that we do. Many times the choices that we make and the things that we do are driven by fear. It comes from a place of lack or a place of sadness or worry or grief. Sometimes the things that we do come from just a spontaneous eruption of anger or exuberance, you know? There's a lot of different things that affect our ability to make decisions and to take actions. And when we mindlessly act and take decisions, we're really working from the base part of our ego. We're not working from the highest point of our lives, which is our highest self. And the angels have charge over that part of us, meaning they have come to this planet, they surround us, protect us, and work with us in order for us to begin using the highest part of ourselves in all of our decision-making, in all of our choices, in all of our actions. And that's not to say that they're there telling us what to do. They're really not. They kind of stand by on the sidelines and wait. They wait for us to call upon them, to ask for their help. They wait for us to ask for them to intervene. And when we do ask, they do intervene. They do come to assist us. The angels, in my opinion, have come into my awareness, at least, to help me release fears. I had a lot of fears around changing jobs. I felt that I couldn't make a move without really understanding if I was going to be taken care of or not. I had a lot of dependence on things like money, position, and title. Even in my own personal relationships, I always struggled to really admit what I truly wanted or to offer myself an opportunity to do something that I really truly wanted to do. I always felt like a victim of circumstances in a lot of ways, and I would make excuses for myself based on things that happened to me in the past. And then when I read that book and I started working with the angels, I picked up a deck of angel cards. There's a lot of different kinds out there, and the ones that I think are probably the most well-known are the Doreen Virtue angel cards, and she has a variety of them. But I had picked a deck that's called Angel Therapy, and what I liked about that particular deck of angel cards, and these are oracle cards that you shuffle and pull, and each one of them has a message. That particular deck had what they called action steps. So each time you would choose a card, there would be an action step or some activity that you could do. And through playing with those cards and choosing them just randomly to answer questions that I had about my own life, I started to do the exercises. Little by little, I began really opening to the angelic ones. Michael was the number one angel who came through for me very much right from the get-go. I remember having an experience where I was practicing meditation. And this was, again, in the beginning of my spiritual development. I was having an experience where I reached a state of just pure awareness of myself in a deep meditative state. And all of a sudden, I started to feel that I sensed, actually, that there was a light over me. It seemed like someone had turned the lights on over my head, but nobody had turned the lights on. And as I had my eyes closed, I was thinking, what am I seeing here? But with my eyes closed, my physical eyes closed, it was as if I had another pair of eyes that was looking upward at this round disc of light. And from that round disc of light that hovered above me, I could see the shape of an arm and a hold, like holding something. And then I saw a whole body take shape and the underside of a chin. It was as if my perspective was from below and I was looking up at this being. And as I looked and gazed, all of a sudden this being turned his face down to look at me, and it was the most beautiful face I had ever seen. This man, this angel Michael, looked at me with such intensity. I didn't know what to think. I was completely blown away. I saw his whole chest with like a breastplate. I saw almost like a robe or a cape of some kind that came over him. And then I saw his angels behind me, his angel wings rising up behind him. And all of a sudden, he started to pull down from that light, a sword of light that just appeared. It was as if he was pulling it out of the ceiling. He pulled this sword down, and then he lifted it up over his head, and he slammed it down through my crown chakra, through the top of my head. It went all the way down, piercing right through my entire body. And I felt my whole body shudder. And at the moment that he was plunging that sword down through my head, I heard inside my head very loudly and forcefully, I heard his voice. And he said, I drive fear from you. And when he did that, I felt my whole body give way, shaking uncontrollably. In an instant, that whole vision ended. And in the next moment, he was holding a big earthen jug over my head. And he was pouring a golden liquid down into my head. And I felt it go all the way down into my body, all the way to my feet, inside my body, and then back up again, and it spilled out over my body so that I was coated on the inside and the outside with pure gold. And then the image was gone. The whole visitation, whatever you want to call it, this experience just concluded just like that. And I was back to myself, sitting in my basement, meditating. And I quickly wrote down everything that happened, but I still remember it clearly as if it happened just yesterday. And I always wondered, what did that mean? Well, as time would tell, a year or less went by, and my friend Ann and I started this radio show, Talking Angels. And we were interviewing different teachers, and we had this spiritual teacher from England named Diana Cooper on the show, and she was so wonderful. We brought her in to talk about one of her new books. And as she started talking about an experience she was having, she said, "Oh, I was in my bathtub and my angels appeared." And I was like, "Well, wait, what are you talking about? Your angels showed up and you were in the bathtub? What, were you naked? Were you embarrassed?" And she was like, "Oh, no, no, dear. It was in my mind's eye." And I was like, "Her mind's eye? I get it now. Oh, my God. That's what I saw. I saw something in my mind's eye." So I quickly told her the story of what had happened to me. And I asked her, I said, "Diana, what do you think that means?" "I know exactly what that means, Rita. He was preparing you, and then he was filling you with wisdom." And I was like, "Wisdom, huh? Okay, that's pretty cool. Well, what am I supposed to do with this wisdom?" Well, as it turns out, we not only started the radio show, but I started holding classes, too. And before I knew it, the angels were channeling information through me. I started providing all kinds of messages that were coming right down from them. Using the angel cards is one method, but you can also just open up and channel. And over the years, it's been a long time now, I've been teaching hundreds and hundreds of people, maybe even thousands. I don't even know at this point. I kind of lost count. But the point is, the angels are there. And sometimes we forget that they're there. We have to remember. And so it's just as simple as reaching up and saying, "Hey, I need assistance with this. Who's around me? Who can help me?" You don't even need to know who the angels are. All you need to know is that you do have a guardian angel. And most guardian angels are with us from the time before we are born until after we die, after we pass away from this world. And they are with us the entire time, right beside us. Right beside us to hold on to our hands and to assist us throughout the entire process of life. And why? Why would they even need to be here? Why would God give his angels charge over us to keep us in our ways? It's because we have to become who we are here. We have to overcome all of our fears and anxieties. We have to understand that we're divine beings and that we have access to all of the resources of the universe. We have to understand the laws of the universe. There are universal laws, things like the law of abundance and the law of attraction. All of these laws have everything to do with how we conduct ourselves. And they're not laws that if you break them, you go to jail. They're simply laws like the law of relativity and the law of gravity. They exist. They are real. So, for instance, if you needed anything, if you need a job right now, you could use the law of attraction to bring it to you. All you'd have to do is focus on the type of work that you'd like to do. And what if you don't know what kind of work you want to do? Then you just simply ask the question and put it out there and say, "Bring me something that feeds my soul, that makes me happy, that's productive, that makes great money, that I enjoy doing, that puts me in a place where I can be of service to God and to man. Just put me in service to the divine and take care of my needs. Point me in the direction I need to go. Send me wherever." And what you'll find is that doors will open almost without trying. But you have to follow the things that come to you. If you feel guided to post a resume somewhere, do it. If you feel called to make a phone call to someone, do it. Just follow whatever little urges come your way. And don't forget to continue to stay connected and ask for the help that you're needing. Ask for help all the time. All right, nobody's called in, but that's probably because I just decided to spontaneously launch this right at this very moment. But it doesn't matter anyway because I love talking about angels. But I'm going to pull a card for us. And the card is creative writing. This card says, "Archangel Gabriel, make time to write down your thoughts in a journal or pen an article or a book." I can tell you that I'm writing a book right now. I'm really far into it. I'm very excited about it. And I'm hoping to have it out there into the world, hopefully within the next 6 months, if I can get it done, edited, published. But in the meantime, check it out. Look me up. I'm at IamADivineBeing.com. My name is Rita. I'm available for phone appointments. It's $50 for half an hour, $100 for an hour. I connect directly with your angels and guides. I can channel down information from benevolent beings of a high vibration, including ascended masters. So don't be afraid. Find out what you need to find out. Don't be afraid. Push fear out of your body. Just remember to breathe. Breathe deeply. Breathe in the angels' energy. They love you, and I love you. Namaste. Take care. Look me up.